Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that man, he don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Go! Go! Go, 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 go!
Welcome, Mouse Moderators, to Clan A3D Radio. August 1st, 1998, and I am dysfunctional.
Dysfunction is a function. Dysfunction is a function. Then I must be some kind of genius.
Well, here we go again.
It is on Saturday, and I didn't think I had anything for the show. And now all of a sudden, there's a flood, just a flood of things. So let's get right on to it.
Anybody move, I'll blow your fucking head off.
You know, sometimes on previous shows, I've had people who could not express their feelings when they kill mousers, and they do it through music, and that's what I like to have on the show. So Fogg sent in something recently that was kind of like his feeling of how he feels going in and killing mousers, and then how he feels about mousers after the killing. It goes something like this.
Something completely different.
Okay, right now, you know, I've got a lot on my mind.
I'm warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
And, you know, I feel like I really need to appeal to the mousers.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Yeah, that's right. I kind of want to, you know, apologize to the mousers.
Say what?
I know, and, you know, it's all this bashing in the IRC, the World Wide Web, here on the radio show, you know, and I know the cause of it. And I know some mousers, I've got friends who are mousers, I know there's some mousers that must come to the website and may hear the show and see the website and so forth and see us in public, which sometimes starts these kinds of battles. But you got to realize with this controller, you know, the fact of the matter is that the causes of all this bashing is because...
If I could only stop, but I can't stop! I've got these things!
You know, we frequently sit down at this controller, and, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of us don't have the time, and we don't put in the effort, and that's the idea, is that with the controller, you know, you can just sit down and we'll say,
y'all make mincemeat out of that mouse!
But, you know, you must understand, you know, how, this controller is set up. It's just so simple.
It's part of the grand design.
And to be in this clan as an assassin, you know, we realize that...
Professional assassination. It's the highest form of public service.
And though many have come to the IRC to challenge us with all their preparation and so forth, you know, and they've got, you know, all this stuff... roll ready for us.
That's the last straw. Now I use my secret weapon.
We, work on very little to prepare ourselves and sit down and play these games. And though you're basically coming to us saying,
put 'em up, put 'em up.
You know, If you do lose against us, you know, I guess you can think of it as,
some secret weapon you turned out to be.
And, I just want you to realize that, this clan and these people who play in this clan...
We're on a mission from God.
And,
after very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
You know, I'd like to go ahead, though, and make this apology.
I think I owe you an apology. You want me to take back some of those mean and hurtful little things I said? Okay. I'm sorry you're just a little turd that can't hold your liquid out in public. Now you get on out in my face while I pick you up and toss you out that window.
Oh no, there goes Skeeta dancing around killing mousers again.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Okay, I'd like to use a section of the show to toss out a couple patches. Weapons Factory is a great thing. I've got configs for every player. If you'd like to edit mine, you can. That's at www.captured.com/weaponsfactory. Captured.com also has LMCTF, the Tournament Edition, if you'd like to try that out. It's got some great maps and is some really great gameplay. Radio messages is an excellent deal, and with all those buttons, you've got plenty of room for everything. It's a gas, and I enjoy them both. And to finish off, for the insincere apology I just made, I know what you're saying, some of you.
Don't you ever do that again! I'll wring your neck, you know I will!
Yeah, okay, well, anyway, there's this... war that took place yesterday that is a momentous occasion for Happy Ron, a mouser person that he knows. He's referred to many times in different places, even on the radio show, has finally come to meet his match. And Ron and him, if you don't know the story, have really hate each other. He's more or less his nemesis, you might say. And they were saying things back and forth like,
it's only fair to warn you, I know karate.
And then, Ron would say,
I gotta barbecue your ass, molasses.
And then the mouser guy would say, and, Ron came back saying,
time to play, time to die.
Anyway, here's the, here's the interview with Ron after his big win.
Hello, Ron. Ron.
I'm here. I'm here on this great day.
How do you feel?
I feel like $1 million, man. I feel like I'm on top of the world. I mean, you have to understand the whole weight of a year and a half of aiding mousers has been lifted from me. I finally feel like I have cleansed the deep wounding of my soul that was inflicted upon me by this fat, ugly mouser. I am healed at last.
Oh, man, I feel so good for you. Now, you got anybody you want to thank on this wonderful, momentous day?
Thank Clan A3D. I'd like to thank Steve-O. I would thank Midball for recording the demo. I'd like to thank Valius for being a pain in the butt and making me learn to use my armor. I'd like to thank Smile for smiling at me. I'd like to thank everybody. Just everybody that ever has given me any advice and any help in playing Quake.
So where do you go from here now that you've had this momentous occasion take place?
Well, tomorrow's off to the bog, where I'm going to be faced not with one mouser, but with 7-5 mousers. It'll just be me and Sunny. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that I am determined to serve my clan and to serve the cause of happiness and death to the mousers with all the conviction that I can muster. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to write out a spiritual meditation on killing mousers. The mouser mayhem meditation. I'm going to write it out tonight, send it out to the clan. It's going to live, you know?
Now that you've killed the biggest mouser of all time, how does it feel?
Well, at times like these, a man feels complicated feelings. It's relief, it's sadness that a part of your life is over and a new part is beginning. It's excitement. It's so many different feelings that I'm just overwhelmed. But I still can't believe it. I mean, we got to put the demos up and show these people just how well this person died. I mean, it was like 6-1 the first game, and it was like 8-4 the second game. He just died, and I kept expecting he'd get me a couple times, but he never made it to zero. It was great.
I noticed it's as if he, I think you railed him a couple good times, and, the rest of them, he just got smushed. He just got smashed. You just smashed him. You smashed the guy. He's dead. Gone. He's out of your life.
It was like he kept smashing in that one part where that big thing twists around and covers up the quad. I forget that which map that is, but it's like he kept being killed by that, like he didn't even know the level, and it was a level he had chosen. And then he tries to tell me, oh, well, let's not use the quad. And it was like, well, why not? Just because you're too stupid to be able to reach over there and get it. That was great, man. It was beautiful. I was actually laughing and crying while playing, like I'd never done before. It was like I was shouting down. It was so beautiful.
It was. I have to admit, the guy didn't even go for the quad. He got close to it, and he didn't even go for it. He's standing right beside it, and he didn't go for it. Instead, he got smashed. It's just the mentality of a mouser.
But I think, in a way, I really do owe this man, a great debt of gratitude, because it was only through him that I really learned what a mouser is, and it was only through him that I got a good lesson, like, early in my Quake life, you know, and now it just has brought this focus, and now defeating him has brought a new confidence and a new clarity to my whole mission.
Okay, well, say goodbye to everybody, and say something.
Bye, clan. See you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow.
Well, I guess Happy Ron can now be referred to as Happy, 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 Happy Ron, and probably has this to say to that guy.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
And I will try to get the demos out on Ron's FTP site and get that addressed to everyone so you can download those and look at those. And a few of the WAV files I got this week for the show, I'll put on next week's show. Different theme, different whole thing. If you enjoyed it, let me know. And for now, I've got a little word for you, and this is A3D Menthol signing off with...
Join the mobile infantry and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship.